where she could hear her ma'am clanging breakfast dishes and frying sausage, and went out through the side door and into the cold. The morning was wet and gray, drizzle floating down from a sky the color of iron. Once in the barn, she tossed hay to the horses, filled their water buckets, dumped Scratch into the chicken feeder, and gathered 6 brown eggs. She'd never lied to her parents, not once in all of her 17 years. But when Mam told her to get cleaned up for worship, she complained that she'd been sick and throwing up half the night. Mam wasn't pleased that she would miss such an important day, but what could she say? Morning chores complete, she went back to her room and lay down on her bed. She stared at the ceiling and listened to the sounds of the house, the voices of her younger siblings, the scrape of silverware against plates, the silence, while the Gebet nach dem Essen, or prayer after meal, was recited. The slamming of the door when her Dot went out to harness the buggy horse, the pound of feet on the wood floor when the little ones went out to help. Oh, how she would miss them. At 7:30, the back door slammed. A few minutes later, she heard the clip-clop of the old standard bred's hooves against the ground. Rising, she went to the window and parted the curtains to see the buggy moving down the lane toward the road. Time to go. It was a cold morning, well below freezing outside, but she didn't bother with a coat. Pushing open her bedroom door, she stepped into the hall. The lingering aromas of toast and coffee and kerosene from the kitchen heater comforted her as she descended the steps. She thought about her little brothers and sisters, and the pang of melancholy that assailed her nearly sent her to her knees. She'd known this would be difficult, but she also knew it was the only way. She'd asked God for guidance after all, and he'd sent her a sign. Unlike her, he never, ever lied. At the base of the stairs, she went left, through the kitchen, trying not to notice the still warm cup of tea and dry toast her ma'am had left. The sight of it made her smile. Dry toast and tea were her ma'am's cure-all for everything that ailed the world. If only life were that simple. "I'm sorry." The words echoed inside her head as she crossed through the mudroom, pushed open the back door, and stepped into the early morning drizzle. She didn't feel the cold or wet as she ran down the stone path to the barn. Shoving open the big sliding door, she walked into the dimly lit interior. The aroma of her dad's pipe tobacco mingled with the earthy smells of horses, alfalfa, and damp earth. The hay wagon was parked against the wall to her right, her dad's pitchfork leaning against the side. Ahead, the old plow horse stuck its head over the stall door and whinnied. If the circumstances had been different, she might have taken a minute to stroke its muzzle. This morning, there was no time to spare. The stairs to the hayloft were to her left. Not giving herself time to debate or dawdle, she took them to the second level. There were only 2 windows in the loft. Not much light penetrated the grimy glass. But even in the semi-darkness, she knew the place by heart. It was her refuge when things got bad. This morning, she knew exactly where to find what she needed. Her sneakers padded softly against the wood plank floor as she crossed to the mound of loose hay beneath the window. Kneeling, she raked it aside with her fingers, uncovering the coil of rope she'd hidden yesterday. Dot had bought it last summer when he'd made the swing for the boys. He'd had a few extra feet left over and stowed it in the shed for some future project. She didn't let herself think about her family or what this would do to them as she uncoiled the rope. They wouldn't understand, and that would hurt them. But there was no recourse. God had spoken to her, and she had listened.